The plan is written broadly to prohibit a variety of mandatory meetings, so in theory, a business would also be banned from forcing its workers to meet to discuss religion. But in practice, the bill is aimed at battles between labor and management. Unions who want the change say that right now, businesses use mandatory meetings to scare workers from unionizing or from fighting contract changes. Danny McGowan is with the Wisconsin Teamsters.
Employers use their power over employees by forcing them to listen to their opinions on these matters with threats of discipline or discharge if they don't. Mandatory meetings are nothing more than a fear tactic that employers use to persuade employees to do what they want them to do.
But the state's largest business group says the proposal would upset a balance between labor and business that's spelled out in federal law. Speaking on behalf of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, attorney John Murray told the state assembly panel that despite what they think about the merits of this plan, it's illegal.
If this bill becomes law in its current form, the time and energy spent in making it law will have been wasted. The time and energy spent defending it in federal courts will be wasted. And I'm absolutely certain that upon challenge, it will be invalidated as preempted by federal court.
Backers say Oregon is the only state to have passed legislation like this, and that proposal is already being fought in court. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.